Ignatius did not answer. He was sniffling loudly and making faces. A bartender, who had been observing the two, asked quizzically from the shadows,
"Yes?" "I shall have a coffee," Ignatius said grandly. "Chicory coffee with boiled milk."
"Only instant," the bartender said.
"I can't possibly drink that," Ignatius told his mother. "It's an abomination."
"Well, get a beer, Ignatius. It won't kill you."
"I may bloat."
"I'll take a Dixie 45, Mrs. Riley said to the bartender.
"And the gentleman?"
the bartender asked in a rich, assumed voice.
"What is his pleasure?"
"Give him a Dixie, too."
"I may not drink it,"
Ignatius said as the bartender went off to open the beers.
"We can't sit in here for free, Ignatius."
"I don't see why not. We're the only customers. They should be glad to have us."
"They got strippers in here at night, huh?"
Mrs. Riley nudged her son.
"I would imagine so,"
Ignatius said coldly. He looked quite pained.
"We might have stopped somewhere else. I suspect that the police will raid this place momentarily anyway."
He snorted loudly and cleared his throat.
"Thank God my mustache filters out some of the stench. My olfactories are already beginning to send out distress signals."
After what seemed a long time, during which there was much tinkling of glass and closing of coolers somewhere in the shadows, the bartender appeared again and set the beers before them, pretending to knock Ignatius's beer into his lap. The Rileys were getting the Night of Joy's worst service, the treatment given unwanted customers.
"You don't by any chance have a cold Dr. Nutt, do you?"
"No."
"My son loves Dr. Nutt," Mrs. Riley explained. "I gotta buy it by the case. Sometimes he sits himself down and drinks 2-3 Dr. Nutts at one time."
"I am sure that this man is not particularly interested," Ignatius said.
"Like to take that cap off?"
the bartender asked.
"No, I wouldn't,"
Ignatius thundered.
"There's a chill in here."
"Suit yourself,"
the bartender said, and drifted off into the shadows at the other end of the bar.
"Really?"
"Calm down,"
his mother said. Ignatius raised the ear flap on the side next to his mother.
"Well, I will lift this so that you won't have to strain your voice. What did the doctor tell you about your elbow or whatever it is?"
"It's gotta be massaged."
"I hope you don't want me to do that. You know how I feel about touching other people."
"He told me to stay out the cold as much as possible."
"If I could drive, I would be able to help you more, I imagine."
"Aw, that's okay, honey,"